Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jennifer Bloodworth for News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh. Here are the top stories for this Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. Talk host Mike Pintek died of pancreatic cancer early this morning at the age of 65. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio reports.
Mike Pintek came to KDKA Radio in 1982, not as a talk show host, but as a newsman. In fact, it was Mike who broke the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster story in 1979 while working in Harrisburg.
This is Mike Pintek in the KBO newsroom. Met-Ed company officials had to shut down their Three Mile Island nuclear power station unit number 2 this morning.
That nose for news served Mike well when he soon made the transition to talk. KDKA Radio News Director PJ Comanche.
I think that's what made him such a great talk show host, because in terms of information, Mike was pretty much spot on.
The Supreme Court will have multiple vacancies in the next 4 years. We already have one. There'll be more. And whoever the next president is will set the die. Conservative or Republican?
He knew the facts, and he had opinions. KDKA Radio morning co-host Larry Richard.
Even if it was obvious to you and me that something might be one way, he had an ability to see it another way and wasn't afraid to express that.
Some of Mike's best storytelling happened in July of 2017 when he told his listening audience for the first time he had inoperable pancreatic cancer.
You know what? I don't even know how to begin this. I actually don't. What I'm about to do is not easy. In fact, it's probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do.
Mike stayed on the air for a year, all while taking chemotherapy, but facing the inevitable.
I succumb every now and then to say, why me? But you know what? And I did a little bit of that. And I have done it. I've fallen into that. But the better question is, why not me? Why am I special?
In fact, Mike was special to his thousands of listeners and to his coworkers who will never forget him. Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Learn more about Mike Pintek's life and legacy at kdkaradio.com. The WPIAL is investigating claims that Connellsville High School fans and players shouted racial slurs at Penn Hills players during a boys' soccer game Thursday. A player from Penn Hills told the Tribune Review referees were made aware, but did little to stop it. A source from another school says similar incidents are happening elsewhere in the area. WPIAL Executive Director Tim O'Malley says it's up to the schools to enforce a code of conduct at events.
That's their job to do that. You know, again, with 140 member schools and with all the things that are going on every night, there's a responsibility that they have.
Penn Hills submitted a letter of concern to the WPIAL Friday. The league requested reports from Connellsville and the referees ahead of a board of directors meeting Monday. California marijuana products are failing safety tests. Here's KDKA Radio's Shelby Cassesi on how Pennsylvania keeps their medicinal products safe for patients.
Nearly 20% of marijuana products are failing tests in California for THC or even bacteria and pesticides. The Department of Health's April Hutchison says Pennsylvania protocol is different because while California sells recreational marijuana, only medicinal is legalized in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, we are strictly a medical program. And so we are dealing with people who have very serious medical conditions, and so there are very strict protocols.
She says marijuana in Pennsylvania goes through testing twice before getting to a patient. Shelby Cassassi, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
In national news, the National Hurricane Center has shifted the forecast track for Hurricane Florence noticeably to the south and west, but it doesn't mean northern North Carolina, Virginia, and other mid-Atlantic states are in the clear. The track has Florence hovering off the southern North Carolina coast from Thursday night until landfall Saturday morning or so, then veering south through South Carolina and Georgia into Monday. If the projection holds, a hurricane researcher says, it's exceptionally bad news as it smears a landfall out over hundreds of miles of coastline, most notably the storm surge. For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.